more than just light bulbs and appliances.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. General Electric has a whole host of businesses: jet engines, electric turbines, the TV network NBC. This morning they reported their earnings, a 46% drop in profits for the latest quarter, and Wall Street is all ears. The GE numbers actually meet expectations, so not much of a drag there. It's world markets that are bringing Wall Street futures down. That's on top of a big sell-off yesterday. Asian markets were mostly down. Japan off 3%. Hong Kong off 0.5%. Europe's trading lower today as well. And not helping the situation there is news that the UK is officially in a recession. Britain's fourth quarter GDP had the biggest decline in nearly 30 years. Of course, we know about recession in these parts, and President Obama wants a massive economic stimulus package to get things moving again. He's set to meet with House Republicans next week seeking their support. But these days, is GOP support all that important? Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
House Republicans want President Obama to stick with tax cuts he included in his stimulus proposal. Congressional Democrats toned them down. Republicans won't be more specific before the meeting, but Dave Camp, the ranking Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee, says the Democrats' stimulus plans are wasteful.
The American people know we cannot spend our way to prosperity.
President Obama probably doesn't need GOP help in the House, but he will need a handful of supportive Republicans in the Senate to stave off a filibuster. James Thurber teaches political science at American University. He says the terrible economy will prompt Republicans to cooperate.
When there's a clearly perceived crisis, one can come to a solution more quickly. And I think the Republicans realize that they have to be responsible and do that and not just say no.
Otherwise, they could be blamed for a situation that appears to be getting worse every day. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Well, there's another possible mega merger in the pharmaceutical industry. Reports this morning are the world's largest drug company, Pfizer, is in talks to buy its competitor, Wyeth. If the talks are successful, it could be a $60 billion deal. Big plans, of course, like this are a gamble in a tough economy, and nothing is certain with this one. Here's Ashley Milne-Tite.
Pfizer is probably best known for its cholesterol drug Lipitor. It brings in a quarter of the company's revenue. But sales are likely to dwindle when generic versions of Lipitor hit the market in a couple of years. IHS Global Insight healthcare analyst Gustav Ando.
You need to fill out your pipeline if you have a big drug that's going off patent, and Pfizer has the biggest of them all.
Lipitor's patent runs out in 2011, so the scramble is on for another blockbuster. That's why Pfizer is sizing up its rival, Wyeth.
It has some good, strong drugs and new drugs that are on the market in those kind of areas that Pfizer wants to move into, which is oncology and vaccines.
Like the kids' vaccine Prevnar, which had $2.4 billion in sales in 2007. Ando says it's very difficult to make a generic version of a vaccine like Prevnar, so that makes its manufacturer, Wyeth, all the more appealing. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
This morning, Samsung is swallowing a jagged pill. The world's largest maker of flat-screen televisions and memory chips posted its first-ever quarterly loss. The company's products are getting hit by a big drop in prices, and one analyst says the sour economy will only shrink demand even more.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Looks like a Screen Actors Guild strike is a long shot. It's lost the support of a majority of the board after a faction within the union, and the guild's president announced they back a plan to suspend a vote. This week was a big week for Warner Brothers. The studio announced layoffs. Its blockbuster hit got a few Oscar nominations. Variety's Michael Spire is with us now. Mike, take a movie like The Dark Knight. It brings in the money, but not the award nods. Why is that?
Well, this is the age-old question, which is, does the academy represent what the public really wants to see and what the public likes? And in this case, the answer really is no. This was a billion-dollar hit. Critics loved it. It's been picking up awards all season long. But when it comes time for Oscars, something like The Reader, which is a very small World War II movie, that makes it in. The Dark Knight does it. It just shows a big disconnect between what the Academy likes and what the public and what critics like.
And it sounds like Warner's playing it pretty safe for the next big project too, Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, they just announced that they're going back into their library, the Hanna-Barbera library, and they're bringing Tom and Jerry to the big screen, which kind of makes sense because it's a property everybody knows. Fox last year had a huge hit with Alvin and the Chipmunks, which is kind of the same thing, half live action, half CGI. That was a family film. So it kind of follows in that pattern of safe, big pre-sold movies that everyone can go to. The marketing's expensive. The production's expensive. They have to get $600, $500, $400 million worldwide in order to have a return on their investment. That's what happened with The Dark Knight. Of course, it made $1 billion worldwide. No one expected that. But the point is these studios are cutting back the amount of movies they make, and they're making bigger movies. So what we're going to see is more Pirates of the Caribbean. And so Tom and Jerry is a very, very safe bet, and that seems to be the way studios are going right now.
And apparently playing it safe doesn't mean much because Warner Brothers, you know, announced this week 800 jobs
and
gone.
That's the big miscommunication between the public and the studios and the conglomerates, which is here we have a studio like Warner Brothers that can make $1 billion on one specific movie. It was one film that made $1 billion, yet it doesn't really mean much in the big picture because they still have to cut jobs like the rest of the world right now. And, you know, all these safe bets, while it's putting money in the shareholders' pockets and it's keeping the stock relatively afloat, what it's not doing is saving jobs because there's too many people working.
Michael Spire, executive editor of Variety, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Finally, the sour economy seems to be disconnecting the cell phone market. A report by Strategy Analytics out this morning predicts worldwide cell phone sales will shrink 9% this year. This first time that this industry's contracted since 2001. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.